This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple development projects worth over 96,000 crore rupees in Bihar and Uttar Pradesh today. In Bihar, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 48,520 crore rupees at Bikramganj in Rohtas district this morning. In Uttar Pradesh, Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth 47,600 crore rupees in Kanpur this afternoon. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting at Chandrasekhar Azad University of Agriculture and Technology Ground. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level meeting in Jammu last night to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Shah also reviewed security and other arrangements for the annual Amarnath Yatra. He was briefed about the security measures for the Yatra. Mr. Shah arrived in Jammu yesterday evening on a two-day visit to the Union Territory. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India plans to develop 5 prototypes of the 5th-generation stealth fighter jet, the Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft AMCA, before undertaking its series production. Addressing the CII Business Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Singh said, "Make in India is an essential component in our national security and it played a key role in India's effective action against terrorism during Operation Sindoor."
रक्षा क्षेत्र में सेल्फ रिलायंस एमका प्रोजेक्ट को जो 5th जनरेशन फाइटर एयरक्राफ्ट भारत में ही बनाने का प्रोजेक्ट है उसको आगे बढ़ाने की एग्जीक्यूशन मॉडल को मंजूरी दे दी है। ये एक बहुत ही बोल्ड डिसाइसिव डिसीजन लिया गया है जो भारत की डिफेंस कैपेबिलिटीज को मजबूती प्रदान करने के साथ साथ इस देश में एरोस्पेस सेक्टर को एक डेप्थ और एक नई हाइट प्रदान करेगा।
As a demonstration of India's steadfast dedication to eradicating terrorism, the 7 multi-party parliamentary delegations are engaged in high-level discussions during their official visits abroad. The all-party parliamentary delegation, led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, reached Bogota, the capital of Colombia. During a media interaction, Mr. Tharoor said there can be no equivalence between those who dispatch terrorists and those who resist them. President Draupadi Murmu extended her greetings to the people of Goa on the occasion of their statehood day. In a social media post, she highlighted Goa's rich cultural heritage, scenic beaches, warm hospitality and numerous other attractions that continue to draw visitors from around the world. She urged both tourists and residents to work together in preserving Goa's culture and heritage by embracing sustainable tourism practices and supporting local communities. Prasar Bharati Shared Audio Visuals for Broadcast and Dissemination, PB Shabd, has invited YouTubers, podcasters and video editors to register for its free services. A report.
Prasar Bharati Shabd is a go-to source for copyright-free, authentic and safe-to-use content. It offers free, authentic media assets for YouTubers and creators with no paywall and no risk. Shabd has a robust network of over 1,500 reporters, correspondents and stringers supported by 60 dedicated edit desks operating round-the-clock to provide comprehensive coverage. With Suparna's report, Sanyukta Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Punjab, at least 4 persons were killed and several others injured due to a blast in a cracker factory in a village in Sri Muktsar Sahib late last night. Senior Superintendent of Police Akhil Chaudhary told Akashvani News that rescue operations are ongoing to recover those buried under the debris. The injured have been shifted to hospital. More details are awaited. The United States has announced that Israel has agreed to a 60-day Gaza ceasefire proposal even as Israeli military operations continue in the war-torn area. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt confirmed at a press briefing that U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East Steve Witkoff and U.S. President Donald Trump submitted a ceasefire proposal to Hamas that Israel backed and supported. The domestic benchmark indices opened marginally lower today amid negative cues from Asian markets. The BSE Sensex was trading 176 points down at 81,457, while the NSE Nifty declined 47 points to 24,786 in early trade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.